Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I fall on the other side of most of humanity on this one, candy corn. I don't mind candy corn.
Really?
But you don't like watermelon, which is one that drives. I realize we all have something we don't like that everybody goes, what? You don't like that? See, anybody doesn't like watermelon.
One of us, the food stories, because you just destroyed all yeah. your cred.
Hey, I can actually eat
candy corn and without going,
I don't seek it out.
To me, it just tastes like a little sweetened wax, you know, basically.
I don't seek it out, but if it's there, I'll have a couple.
Can you eat a watermelon without going, bleh?
You know what? I had a bite the other day. There was some around the house, and my daughter shamed me into it. She's like, you know, when was the last time you tried it?
Watermelon.
And I went, all right, fine. So I grab a bite, and I went, nope, still sucks.
What about, like, watermelon-flavored candy?
Nick likes all kinds of candy.
But the watermelon doesn't have a...
Like the Jolly Ranchers? Watermelon-flavored Jolly Ranchers? Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, the Laffy Taffy's good.
Yeah.
Well, the company that makes the candy corn, Brock's, they're introducing a new candy corn mix here because they say that candy corn
is praline and ash.
Yeah, well, this one doesn't suck.
You might not be far off because they say that, you know, candy corn's a fall thing. So they're saying this is like their new fall mix, and it's
twigs and berries and leaves.
Well, it's got five flavors in it.
Pine needles. Got to throw in some pine needles.
There's fruit punch.
Yeah.
There's vanilla ice cream.
See, that's not candy corn. That's not candy corn as we know it.
There's popcorn.
This is some flavored kind of candy.
Yeah. Popcorn candy corn is
candy corn has a flavor to it.
Right. Candy corn is candy corn. Right. It's not flavored.
And the last two are where it really goes off the rails. Hamburger and hot dog flavored candy corn.
I'll try them all because like when they started making chips that way, but chips are a salty pleasure, so I could see when they started doing that. Salty pleasure.
Salty pleasure.
Sounds like the name of a boat.
That is my boat.
The salty pleasure sunk in 1823.
Tempted me with some more of that habanero.
How are the chips? They're a salty pleasure.
What do you mean? I know Todd's a chip freak. Like I am too. That's why we don't have them in the house.
The kettle chips. I put them in the pantry and I didn't touch them last night.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Andy, you were high?
Oh, yeah.
Great question, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a great question because we know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I've eaten...
A bag rolled up? You knew there was stuff left in there where you could just finish it?
No. It was a full bag, and I decided...
It wasn't open yet.
Not to open it, because if I opened it, then it would just disappear.
That's when Todd smashes.
You know why? It's a salty pleasure.
Yes, it is.
Our youngest went to a cabin with his friends once, and we were like, how was the cabin? He goes, it was a warm and cozy place.
That comes out of nowhere.
The textbook definition of a cabin.
So you didn't open the bag?
No.
That takes willpower.
It does.
And if I do open the bag in the future, I'm really going to have to, like, you know, maybe put another, like, servings. I'm going to have to divide it into servings, or I will smash the whole thing.
What flavor are they?
Habanero something else.
Whatever. They sound great.
It does sound good.
The sea salt and vinegar ones are around our house right now, and I love those. God, those are good.
When I was a kid, I thought those were a travesty. And now
anything kettle cooked is great.
Yeah. I'll take kettle chips over regular chips any day.
I like Ruffles, too, though. You know, the Ruffle cheese, what are they called?
Cheddar and sour cream.
Yeah, cheddar cheese chips, Ruffles.
Yeah. Those are good.
Ruffles hasn't
figured
out. I'll
smash them, and I'll eat them.
This is where that little gap in the desk just backfired on me. I saw the hand motion.
I did do the hand motion there. Hamburger and hot dog, like you said, Todd said, all I don't want is taking something that doesn't taste that. Because candy corn has a flavor to it.
Yeah.
That's why it's called candy corn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is basically wax-flavored hot dogs.
Yeah. And it's going to be...
That's the stuff that belongs with... Hamburger and that belongs to some salty treat.
Oh,
yeah. Hamburger or cheese. You don't want cheese-flavored candy.
No.
You don't want hamburger-flavored candy.
Oh, Todd, you just got told on. I can't. I just got a note from your wife. That's because he was smashing the hint of lime Doritos.
Oh.
Busted.
I didn't have that many of them, though. I didn't think.
Yeah, well.
You smash them.
I'm trusting her memory over
there
yours.
Was, yeah, there was too. Some good dip. There was a bag of chips open. That's right.
Well, yeah, it's easy to have the willpower to not eat the new chips if you're eating the old chips.
Yeah, there was an old bag of chips.
Thank you, Christy.
All of our praise is retracted.
Yeah, you weren't being good at all. You
just a hint of lime.
You're eating another bag of chips.
I recall treating them as an appetizer because we.
Hey, I'm not arguing, right, man.
I didn't eat.
Seems like
late.
You were already hungry. Yeah.
I walk into our pantry all the time.
We had dinner kind of late, so that was my appetizer.
I look for chips. My wife doesn't buy them for that reason because they'll be smashed. You know, yeah.
Right? She rats me out because I was waiting on her for dinner.
Ooh.
Uh oh.
Well, who was cooking it?
Well, she was bringing some stuff home. We had leftovers.
So you had to have some chips to get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I treated that as
I'm going to smash the kettle if you don't get home soon.
As my appetizer.
Yeah. So if you want the candy corn, this tailgate candy corn is what they're calling it. It's going to be at Walgreens exclusively.
Walgreens? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got to at least bring some in. See,
candy corn sucks. Only one store wants it. And if it was any good, it would be around the rest of the year.
Right. It would.
And they do make note in this story, and I remember
hamburger hot dog stuff's going to be good.
Right. I remember this a couple years ago when they did turkey dinner candy corn around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, did it taste like it at all?
I don't remember having it, but I remember the story being out there, and it was like turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
All in one bite.
Like all in one.
Because there's stripes on those.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, I said, I don't mind candy corn. I don't seek it out.
No.
You know? I'm okay with it.
If it disappeared, I don't think I'd notice.
I would think of putting a bowl of the hamburger stuff in at the house for no reason and not tell anybody. You know?
It seems like the candy corn version of those Bean Boozled Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, but those are puke and pencil and what were they?
Oh, they're all
booger.
Kinds of, yeah.
Yeah.
Rotten fish, something. You know, there's a thousand of them that are terrible.
We used to keep a bowl in two studios ago just in the studio.
Ass corn, I think, was one of the flavors.
My favorite was John Paul Morgan was sitting there with us. He walked in years ago, and I just saw him reach into that. And we're all just talking. He starts chewing. I think he got either puke or something like that. And he started chewing. He made that. Well, John's got a pretty descriptive face anyway. He went,
yeah.
What the
He's
hell?
A bit
said,
animated.
Oh, you ate the puke one. He was so pissed at that.
Yeah, he only likes the pecker cheese.
Oh, that's right. He only likes pecker cheese, right?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I got an update.
On Todd's smashing chips?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the spinach artichoke dip, the whole jar.
Oh, a jar of spinach.
She exaggerated a little bit. She helped me a little there.
But those chips are sealed.
Right. Yeah.
And she said,
but the kettle chips are waiting for you now.
Right?
Right. Is she sending
and that is
Facebook,
what I call that?
Or is she just sending the you the jar. Text?
Salty pleasure.
Oh, no. This is just a Facebook messenger to me. To me.
To you. She's not talking to me.
No.
Well,
she knows you wouldn't mention it.
Yeah, you're not going to mention it. That's why she's filling
the funny
in the
stuff she sends to me.
Oh, no. Maybe she is because.
Spinach artichoke dip in a jar? Is it good? Sounds good.
I've always questioned that.
In a jar. Well, if you pour it out of the jar into a little bowl, it looks like you got it at the store anyway.
Maybe it's just a visual thing.
Yeah.
So there it goes. There, yeah. All of our praise for your self-restraint. Retracted. I got one more questionable food story here for you.
All right.
Apparently Saturday is Mustard Day. National Mustard Day.
I like all kinds of mustard.
I love mustard. Yeah. There's one whole door in our fridge that's mustard and hot sauce.
Okay.
That's it. But French's
in
mustard.
The morning.
French's mustard has
that's
teamed
Dad's
up.
Dad's door.
They've teamed up with a donut place in New York called Dough Donuts. And they're
D-O-H.
Is this a Homer
D-O-U-G-H.
Thing?
D-O-U-G-H. Dough Donuts. And you can order these online if you can't make it to these stores. Obviously, it's only in New York.
Mustard donuts?
A limited edition mustard donut, a reimagined classic glazed donut with a sweet and savory yellow mustard coating that's topped with a mustard cake crumble.
Well, you said it was sweet mustard.
Sweet and savory.
Well, that might be okay.
It might.
I was intrigued when you said donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like donuts and I like mustard.
But not...
They might go together.
If it's sweet mustard. That's what sounds like it, right?
It says a sweet and savory yellow mustard coating on a classic glazed donut and then topped with a mustard cake crumble.
All right, I won't immediately dismiss that.
No.
And that's better than like a jelly donut, but instead of jelly, it's just a bunch of mustard in there squirting all over the place.
That'd be horrible.
No, that would
You're right. You bite into it as mustard.
That's ruined your morning.
That'd be a good prank, though. Squirt some mustard into a jelly donut, you know.
But yeah, they're only available at like these six stores in New York State, but you can order them online at doughdonuts.com if you really want to make a...
Yeah, people love that stuff. They ship for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to ship donut, because if a donut sat out for like 3 hours, it's not as good as it was hours
you know previously. What it is?
Oh, no, it's got to be
donut.
Fresh out of the fryer. Mm-hmm. Much better when it's fresh out of the fryer.
Still very edible 3-4 days later.
Yeah, when you sit in the parking lot until the hot light comes on. Then you go inside. Then you make a move.
I just want Todd's chips right now. I could hear that bag opening right now.
Oh, yeah.
The kettle chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some kettle chips at home I'm thinking about
right
now.
They'll be gone tomorrow,
man. Do you want the habanero fire ones, or do you want the hint of lime and the artichoke dip?
It sounds like that stuff's gone.
Yes. Yeah. Can I just say yes?
Both are excellent.
Yeah, you know, I don't really dislike any chips. I really don't. I mean, I like certain ones a little better, but I don't hate chips of any flavor.
The Cool Ranch Dorito is a modern marvel.
If you learn nothing else today.
But Tyler's right. Even the plain old Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
No less than great.
I can't think of a chip that I turned down.
Stale. If it's stale, that's the only thing that'll stop me.
Sure. Yeah. No, if they're stale.
What's a modern marvel again?
Cool Ranch Dorito.
All right. Thank you.
Especially ones that like have more of the seasoning on it. There's like one in a bag that's just, you know.
Got some extra.
That's the one.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.